This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Sandy, went to an empty parking lot and brought her gang of thieves out there, all with her, dressed in white to show solidarity over fake news, staged a photo shoot in an empty parking lot, claiming she was witnessing, I guess, the awful scene going on at what she believes are concentration camps. Maybe she should go to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. since she lives there now, if you really want to see it. Actually, really a great historical museum if you're into that. But Paul Joseph Watson has just put out a response to the total clown that is AOC. Here is the latest Paul Joseph Watson video.
You know all those concentration camps on the border AOC has been telling us about? Well, she's actually found one. Just look at the raw emotion, the pain, the anguish. Oh, the humanity!
I'll never forget this because it was the moment I saw with my own eyes that the America I love was becoming a nation that steals refugee children from their parents and cages them! I feel her emotions in every single picture, especially the last one. It's pure anger, and how can one not feel anger after seeing what she saw?
Really? So what did she see? Distraught children separated from their parents, Mexican miners left to suffer alone in metal cages, crying kids interned in barbaric concentration camps. Turns out, it was an empty parking lot. Oh, the humanity!
It's pure anger, and how can one not feel anger after seeing what she saw?
I mean, sometimes I get a bit peeved if I see a car parked slightly over the line when there's plenty of room. But pure anger? Not really. Why so serious? I mean, we know AOC is big on the environment. Maybe she was mad at the lack of trees.
I saw with my own eyes that the America I love was becoming a nation that steals refugee children from their parents and cages them.
Yeah, you saw with your own eyes a few bored cops and a few dozen hysterical, sanctimonious idiots pretending to cry over nothing for a crass photo op. That's what you saw. Oh, the humanity. I'm just glad that Uncle Joe was there to comfort her. I'm just glad that she was able to visit a Planned Parenthood abortion mill afterwards to cheer herself up. Oh, the humanity. I'm just glad that this photographer and this photographer and this photographer all captured her authentic, in-the-moment, grief-ridden reaction to an empty parking lot in photos that were definitely not staged. This definitely wasn't a photo op attended by over a dozen virtue-signaling celebrities, and it's definitely not a little odd to show up to a protest in the middle of a desert, dressed in a pristine white outfit, wearing bright red lipstick and a luxury watch, because this definitely wasn't staged.
Oh my gosh, I am so upset. I'm just like, oh, I didn't even know there was going to be a camera crew here today. You need to let those children go! Oh my gosh, I can't take it. Let those children go!
Did you get that? Did you guys get a picture of that?
Guys, please make sure you get my $1,000 Gucci watch and my designer boots in every shot, okay?
When you're wanting Chick-fil-A really bad and you realize it's a Sunday, when you accidentally step on your dog's foot after gorging herself on burritos and retried beans, AOC realized she had picked the wrong day to wear white. When you realize the electricity it takes to power waste disposal units means the world's gonna end in 11 years, not 12. When the bread line is too long. Alright, no more boomer memes, I promise. AOC's reaction in these photos is about as authentic as her fake black accent.
Looks like ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not authentic. It's about as authentic as her claim of growing up in the Bronx. When in reality, she spent most of her childhood in Yorktown Heights, which is 90% white, not authentic. It's about as authentic as her claim to care about the financial struggles of working class New Yorkers, when she literally helped cancel a deal that would have brought 25,000 new jobs to New York. Not authentic.
You know, it's really evil
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is really an evil person. To deceive, to knowingly deceive, to be a known fraud, to be a blatant fraud, you are an evil person. You are truly a despicable human being. It makes me sick to see what they do to people.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got her start behind the bar, but probably belongs behind bars for the blatant deception she's engaged in. You know, it really actually angers me. I'm trying to calm myself here right now because she's just such a known fraud, and she just acts like the most genuine, caring person. Just a known fraud, man. I mean, honestly, Robert Barnes with me here in studio. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to take your calls on last night's debate. We're going to take your calls on just the total phony that AOC is. But, I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, she obviously plans this whole thing. She gets her gang out there. But it's like, think about the photojournalists that are involved in the hoax. Think about all the mainstream media that are involved in the hoax. I mean, this is the epitome of the Democrat Party. All of them engaging in known hoaxes, known fake newses to deceive the American people. That's all they do.
Well, precisely. I was actually reviewing an article that was called America's White Saviors. And about how the white liberals are leading a woke revolution that is transforming American politics.
Meanwhile, the white liberals are literally the most racist people you'll ever meet.
Oh, and well, that was the other part. The competence downshift by white liberals. That when white liberals use less competence-related languages to minority audiences. And as they pretend to be dumb, they basically presume what Elizabeth Warren did in the debates. Where the first introduction she has to African-American and Latino voters is in relationship to prisons. She's like, in prisons, and think about all the black and brown people. And it's like, hold on a second, so that's the only people that go to prison? And that's her first words in a visual association with black and brown people is either they're illegal immigrants. That's what Swalwell said. Swalwell said, look at how offensive this illegal immigration policies are of the president towards all the Hispanic people in the United States. Like all the Hispanic people. Every Mexican-American is here illegally, according to Swalwell. So that's the mindset they really have. They have the worst racist biases of anybody. They engage in them, and they relate to them, and they connect to them, and it's really part of this millennial culture. AOC, good, bad, and otherwise, is a perfect manifestation of millennial leftism in America. So it tends to be fake. It tends to be shallow. It tends to have very little substance. But what it does well is it understands social media. Because that's what the article in Tablet Magazine was about there has been no radicalization of the right in America. They blamed InfoWars for radicalizing people. InfoWars hasn't radicalized people. InfoWars has informed people. And InfoWars has simply helped organize the populist movement by ordinary people all across the country joining InfoWars, making InfoWars happen, not corporate-backed, not sponsored by some billionaire. We're beholden to nobody here. There's no teleprompter up here. There's no script that we have to read off of, like poor Joe Biden was trying to do last night and couldn't remember his lines. It's like an old actor who's past his prime. Instead, what the millennial leftism culture has embraced and become a part of is this woke clickbait culture. They grew up in a safe space culture where they're always scared of being kidnapped off the street. Their parents were. So they weren't allowed to interact with other people. They weren't allowed to interact in random ways. They were, the various social psychologists have pointed this out. That's why they created a safe space culture online, created a safe space culture on the college campuses, created a safe space culture. The debate was really a safe space debate. It was, let's not ask any tough questions, let's not ask any hard questions. And how the biggest moment in the debate, like what AOC feeds off of, was when Harris challenged Biden on purely identity politics. That's what that was. And what Biden was is because he did not understand the context of modern woke politics, where this reinforced phenomenon of the radicalization of the white left has taken place in America over just the last 3 or 4 years, to the point that Barack Obama is now considered a right-wing nut. The policy positions of Barack Obama are completely anathema to today's Democratic Party. That's why only Joe Biden was willing to even defend Obamacare last night. Nobody was willing to defend Obama's immigration position. Kamala Harris took shots at Obama's immigration position. So one of the presidents who was trying to allow illegal immigrants to become legal citizens, one of the most radical moves in 50, 60 years of American politics, that's considered too conservative for the modern-day Democratic Party. And it's part of this millennial leftist push. And what really happened is they grew up in a safe space culture. They took over journalism. They took over clickbait journalism in particular, just as the white left was becoming increasingly dependent upon clickbait journalism, places like the Huffington Post or even the New York Times. For example, they had a piece here in this Tablet magazine article called America's White Saviors. It's predominantly a Jewish American publication. And one of the things they talk about, aside from showing, first of all, that white liberals are the only group in the entire country who hate themselves. So African Americans like themselves, Latinos like themselves, Asian Americans like themselves, and every white person who's not a liberal likes themselves, but not white liberals. That's why they prefer outgroups. That's why they celebrate somebody who's distant, somebody who's foreign, somebody who's exotic.
Now, they love abortion.
Exactly. It's consistent across the board. There's a self-hatred that sits underneath it. And what they've shown is there's a reciprocal relationship between modern technology and these outrage mobs that have been formed online, that are also about censorship and control.
Which, of course, is all based on fake reality, like AOC presenting herself being at a detention facility that she calls a concentration camp, even though she's in an empty parking lot. A known liar. She's a known liar.
Well, in fact, that's one of the things they point out here, is there's been this massive surge in articles and clickbait articles, and that's led to Google searches, that leads to political discussion online by the white left, in issues like white privilege, racism, social justice, institutional racism, people of color, oppression, marginalized groups. All of these things have exploded in just the last several years because of the millennial culture taking over journalism, reinforcing its social media bias amongst the older portions of the white left. And that leads to people believing, only white liberals, suddenly believing racial discrimination is a very serious problem in America and that it relates somehow to illegal immigration because of the racial prejudices that actually the white left has. They went from only 25-30% of people believing that for 20 years to all of a sudden 60%.
Well, and that's a form of projection where the average white liberal is a racist, and so they just project it on everyone else. They just assume everyone is as racist as they are, even though that's not the case.
Exactly. In fact, because they like they like out groups better than they like in groups. The sort of persecution by the privileged is the sort of the attitudes they get. But going to that point, what happens is, and this is what they say in the article, the problem is when these moral emotions of the outraged white left become hyperactive and, as you're pointing out, detached from objective reality. They're no longer connected to the real world. They motivate division of the society into allies and enemies. They generate a level of sanctimonious outrage and judgment that places all political dissent beyond the pale. Because what happens is they have to associate it with race in order to get outraged and feel good about the outgroup. That's part one. And part two is, by doing so, everybody who disagrees with them becomes a racist. And that allows them to censor them, that allows them to control them, that allows them to systematically censor them, and they use modern technology to achieve this. Twitter, Facebook, social media mechanisms, all the clickbait journalism that's occurring, in Slate and Vox and other places. In their world, white racism greets African Americans at every corner. And what's fascinating is African Americans and Latinos and Asians have not changed their minds. So it's only the white left that's getting radicalized because of their out-group obsession that's really rooted in various forms of racial prejudice that people like AOC play off of, and that last night Joe Biden was the victim of the race bait politics that is effectively completely destroying the Democratic Party. I mean, if you take that apart, and this actually goes back to the 1970s, where, you know, African Americans were critical of white liberals because they saw them as hypocritical and fake. That's what Kamala Harris was playing on last night. She was playing on the clickbait, wokeness culture. In fact, Van Jones on CNN referred to Biden as not being woke enough. Now, he was asleep in a lot of other ways, Sleepy Joe, but he was asleep in terms of the woke revolution of the white left that now sees race above everything, sees racism everywhere, sees color everywhere, even in places African Americans, Latinos, and others do not.
Yeah, like if you're not addressing the boogeyman or racism, you're not legitimate.
And that's how an issue from the 1970s, which was his opposition to busing, and the reason why he opposed busing is because about 90% of America opposed busing. That's the real reason why he opposed busing.
He was a populist.
Right. The joke is that he opposed busing because he knew Kamala Harris was going to throw him under the bus, and that other people have done so in the past.
And then she did.
And she did. She threw him under the bus completely. And that's why he got run over, run backwards, run sideways, and he wasn't ready for the woke revolution of the white left, who's here to defend us from the great evils of racial oppression.
And so we're the laughingstock of the world because of the left. Putin is calling it out. We'll address that on the other side. But the phone lines are open. I don't even need to give out the number. They'll line up. We'll take your calls on fake AOC and the Democrat debates on the other side.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Robert Barnes in studio as well. We're about to take your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX. We've got callers lined up and ready to go. I want to put two stories together and explain why we're the laughingstock of the world because of people like AOC. You see, I don't know if consciously people like AOC have realized that they're only reaching the lowest IQ voter. They may be doing that intentionally. Maybe she's just low IQ herself and doesn't realize that that's who she's pandering to. But I would imagine so when she stages totally fake photo shoots and gets 100,000 likes for it. I mean, she obviously knows it's fake. But Vladimir Putin has called up, has gone really strongly against globalism and liberalism, saying it's no longer tenable. And there's all kinds of stuff. And, of course, that's why the Democrats are trying to demonize Russia and try to start a war with Russia, because Russia isn't self-destructive. Russia is not communist. Russia doesn't want to sexualize its kids with drag queen story time or the LGBTQ agenda. So, therefore, Russia is bad. They're not sexualizing the kids. They're not driving their citizens into poverty with fake socialism, which is just enriching themselves like Bernie Sanders does or AOC does. But I look at the AOC story as the perfect example as to why we are the laughingstock of the world. When you have a complete dumbass, AOC, win office, do fake photo shoots, lie about who she is, and you have hundreds of thousands of people loving it, to me it's like depressing. Like, oh my gosh, like really this total phony woman can become so popular? Yeah, that's why liberalism is dying. Yeah, that's why liberalism is untenable, because it's all fake. It's all phony. It's a paper mache. It'll blow over in a windstorm. And so that's AOC. But she knows she's a total liar. She knows she's a deceiver. She knows she's the devil. And, you know, I don't know AOC. But, you know, there's this thing, Robert, about first impressions and, you know, presenting yourself as a public figure. So I don't know AOC, but based on what I've seen, she's a total phony, she's a total liar, and she's evil.
What she does is she effectively emulates the millennial leftist culture, which believes in various forms of government control, believes in all the mythology they've been taught in their public education and public universities, basically doesn't believe in the country, doesn't believe in the idea of country. You saw that reflected yesterday.
Doesn't believe in anything, really, except socialism.
Exactly. I mean, Alyssa Milano was on there talking yesterday on Twitter about she didn't understand why people were obsessed with this arbitrary line. She's referring to the border. Just call it an arbitrary line.
Yeah, but that's progressive. You know, getting rid of borders is progressive, even though having borders was progressive at one time, like when humans were starting to figure out how to build civilizations and society.
Or even just 4 years ago. I mean, like, you go back and look at the polling survey, 90% of white liberals said we should not have more immigration.
Oh, absolutely. Biden used to run on closing the border and deporting. Obama did. I mean, they voted to build a wall even. I mean, it's a total joke. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that they know that they can lie. There's sadly so many low IQ people that are so uninformed, misinformed, brainwashed. They know they can lie. They know they can stage fake photo shoots. They know they can lie about their heritage. They know they can lie about who they are. They know they can lie about socialism. They can lie about everything. And it really drives me crazy. So I need to stop talking, because I'm going to start getting angry, because I know that these liars that we're dealing with and the media props them all up. And it honestly, it just makes me sick. It makes me sick to know that my fellow humans are being so deceived and goose-stepped into tyranny. But here's the deal. we're not socialists here. We're free market. We're funded by you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're able to be on air. We don't have billionaire donors keeping us on air like all these Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, Right Wing Watch websites. They just get donors from billions, from billionaires, and then they act like they're against rich men, even though they pay all their bills. You pay our bills. The audience pays our bills when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we've got the 4th of July mega sale happening, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, free shipping store-wide. The Clown World T-shirt is only 5,000 were made, limited edition. I think about 4,000 have sold by the last count, so maybe there's about 1,000 of these left. It's the Clown World T-shirt, and it's $10 off now, so get your limited edition Clown World T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support the InfoWar. Now, we're going to go to your phone calls. We've got callers lined up. So let's fire away with Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes sitting in for Alex Jones. Let's go to Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Great show the last couple of days, and I want to start on that. You know, you really think about the way you guys did your broadcast with Savannah Hernandez and Greg Reese on the street. It really gave a great perspective. First of all, that nobody actually cared about 20 Democrats all in one city, but nobody even cared and nobody showed up. But at the same time, you see the multi-million-dollar corporation of MSNBC, and they can't even get their mics to work. But luckily, when their mics didn't work, it was right at the perfect moment. It was like the hand of God coming down. I could not believe over and over Chuck Todd asking one after the next, how are you going to go get those 100 million guns from the law-abiding citizens? I just could not believe it. Owen, how long ago was it where, you know, we're not going for your guns. Nobody wants your guns. And what is it today?
Well, it's the same thing with the open border. But that's what I'm saying. That's what's so frustrating about all this. I mean, that's why I got into political news. I mean, I don't even know. There's nothing I can really say. There's no amount of emotion. There's no amount of anger. There's nothing I can do to really show you how I truly feel about these liars. That's what this is. I mean, these are liars. I mean, really, at the end of the day, let's just cut it simple. The average Democrat is a liar. The average left-wing media pundit is a liar. That's who these people are.
Well, truth is their adversary because truth makes them unpopular. And so consequently, they can't really discuss and debate the issues in a truthful, honest way. And the few who can, people like Andrew Yang, what do? They cut off his mic in the second debate. The people like Tulsi Gabbard, what does the media do? They try to, the only negative confrontational question asked in two nights of debate over 4 hours of 20 candidates is to Tulsi Gabbard. That's it.
I mean, this is like, I mean, maybe this is a crude comparison, but I've worked at camps before, you know, where it's for mentally ill, mentally retarded kids. And, you know, when you're leading that camp, you have to be really focused on keeping everybody organized and, you know, keeping everybody on task and everything. And imagine a camp counselor for mentally retarded kids who have Down syndrome or something like that, and the camp counselor wants, like, you know, his car cleaned or something. So he's like, oh, we got a project today. We're cleaning the cars. And, like, every day it's like, oh, you're cleaning his car. You're, you know, cleaning his house or something like that. Well, you're going to be like, well, wait a second. You're a total scumbag. You're taking advantage of mentally retarded people for your own agenda, lying about it. I mean, maybe that's a crude comparison. That's what the Democrats do to their voters.
Well, it's necessary to sort of gin them up. In other words, if they ever actually succeeded in delivering meaningful protection for African-American community.
Which they never have done.
Exactly, because they can't. Because if they ever do, then the African-American community no longer needs the Democratic Party for special protection. Because that's their pitch. Their pitch is, you need us for special protection. Otherwise, there's these bad, evil people that are going to come for you. So they have to create this false racial reality to terrorize their own constituency into voting for them, and then they have to not solve their problem.
No, oh my gosh, exactly. It's like again, if you're the camp counselor for this camp of mentally retarded kids, and you say, oh, if you don't clean my car, you know, the big bad boogeyman is going to take your mommy and daddy from you. That's literally what these Democrats do, man. It's pure evil. It's pure evil, man. I'm just sick of it. Chase the Patriot, thank you so much for your call. I'm just sick of the pure evil that comes out of the Democrat Party. I'm not a Republican, but I'm not pure.
briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So we're taking your calls, but in the break, Robert Barnes and I are just discussing this. Because I'm just at a loss for words. I really am. And I studied psychology in college. But I just cannot understand how people can be known committed liars. Like, to go into a situation and plan on lying.
Like, you know, that's the incredible thing. Like, and we just use this AOC instance now because it's trending right now. It's the story. But it's like, and this is why Putin is like, no, your leftism, your globalism is not tenable. It's a house of cards. It's built on a fake foundation. It's all lies. He's 100% right. And just, I can't even get that mindset, but maybe you just hit on it. How can you go into a situation consciously and plan on lying and deceiving like AOC did at the parking lot? But I think that you answered that.
Because we have a hoax culture where you can become a celebrity by hoaxing. That's why we have so many hoax crimes, hoax hate crimes. They just do it repeatedly, and there's really no adverse consequence that they suffer for it. So that's a big component.
But that's the thing. Like, I could come on here and I could lie and make stuff up and get famous, but it would never even cross my mind.
It's because they've grown up in a culture where they get rewarded and celebrated for it if they do so. That they don't suffer an adverse consequence even if they're caught and exposed. Look at all the people doing these hoax hate crimes. Not a single one within the left has been criticized. Instead, they're still sympathized with, they're still made celebrities. It's sort of Jerry Springer combined with safe space lefty culture. You mix the two and you end up with hoax culture.
No, that you actually just hit it on the head. I just realized it. Whenever I would tell a lie, even karma would come and get me.
Right.
I learned this at a very young age, and so I never wanted to wrong people again because karma would always come back, or I would feel so bad or whatever. That's what it is. These people have never met karma. They've never had their lies come and catch up to them and discipline them. Now, it will eventually, maybe not tomorrow, but that's what it is. That's why they could never grow up. They've never had to be responsible for their actions, and that's why they tout all these policies of never taking responsibility for your actions, never just being able to lie about whatever you want because, well, you can get away with it. So when you combine those two things, it's a very dangerous thing. This is what the left has become, self-destructive. They hate themselves. You covered that story. It's really sad that we're watching our fellow Americans just get deceived and brainwashed like this. It honestly hurts my soul, and I wish that there was some way we could wake them up, but I guess when, you know, AOC has the power of Twitter and Instagram boosting all of her lies and fake news, and, you know, that's what we put up with, and then meanwhile they censor us. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Go ahead, Daryl.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wanted to give my theory on why I do not think that the Democrats, it is not their time this next election. And that is, they are basically the same place the Republican Party was two elections ago when we were trying to get Ron Paul elected. The best thing for their party is Tulsi Gabbard right now, and they don't want her.
No, that's what we were discussing, too, or even Andrew Yang. And again, I'm not even saying I like necessarily the two as a candidate, but just from a neutral perspective, observing it from a political perspective, the Democrats need fresh blood right now.
Oh,
I mean, they're dead.
From a political betting perspective, Tulsi Gabbard, from a Trumpian perspective, Tulsi Gabbard would be kryptonite to Trump's Superman appeal, because you have someone who's a veteran, who's a woman, who's from Hawaii, who, you know, surfs in her spare time. You know, not John Kerry kind of windsurfing, but like real surfing. She did like a whole physical workout before the debates.
And she's level-headed.
Very level-headed, very realpolitik, clearly consistently anti-war. Used to have conservative social opinions before she ended up with lefty social opinions. So she's the kind of candidate who could pose a real risk to Trump. But ideally, but you know, perfect for Trump, the Democrats are going to run her off and isolate her. She's the only one who got a negative question out of the 100-plus questions asked over two nights, over 4 hours, to 20 different candidates. The only one who got a negative question was the one who was at, you know, 1-2% in the polls.
Well, and just
because
look at
they're so scared. The Democrats are so scared of her.
And not only that, look at the disdain that the Democrats have, even for their voter base, when, if you look organically, who are the two most popular people? Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang.
Yes.
That's just organic, natural politics. You think they'd be picking up on that? No. They have total disdain for the American people. They have total disdain for their constituents. And so they say, oh, you want Tulsi Gabbard? You're not going to get her. Oh, you want Andrew Yang? We're going to cut his mic off. I think that the Democrat voters are going to see this. They are so mismeasured right now. This is what it is. They become such phonies. They become such liars. They become so detached from reality. They don't even understand how they're killing themselves now.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things in that article that Tablet had about the so-called white saviors of the left is how out of touch they were with other Democrats in their own party, African-American Democrats, Latino Democrats, and other white Democrats. I mean, half of the white vote within the Democratic primary process are going to be non-college, blue-collar, middle-class Americans. They're not into this woke revolution, yet nobody is talking to them at all.
But the Democrats are going to get every male transsexual man that's pregnant, they're going to get every one of those votes. So that may put them over the line. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Let's go to Matt in California. Go ahead, Matt.
Owen Troyer. What's up, man? Hey, it's Matt out in California again. I got an idea for the next debates. If Carpe could pull it off, or possibly somebody out there in the audience has the wherewithal to create a deep fake live with the candidates.
Oh, no. I think I get what you're saying. So it's basically like on Snapchat and stuff, they have these filters where they can put like a dog on your face or like, you know, make you look like a man. Have a clown mat, have like a clown thing, and you record it with the clown thing, and then you record the Democratic debates, and they all have clowns on their face.
Live.
Yeah.
If it can be done.
Oh, man.
It could definitely be done.
I have something for Robert, too. This is totally crazy sounding, but the world, it seems so corrupted now, and the possible blackmail so deep. I wonder if there would be possibility of pulling off some kind of legal way out for all these people that might be compromised. Like when you're testifying against, mob bosses or whatever, you get an immunity. So would there be a possibility, like people against corruption, and anybody who decides to come forward would get immunity to just say, just spill their guts and say, okay, this is what they got on me, and just, you know, we're going to use this, and we're going to absolve you basically of your sins and give you forgiveness for allowing, you know.
Well, I could see that could maybe be going on behind the scenes, and I want to get your response to this, Robert, but I look at a guy like Eric Swalwell on the stage and Adam Schiff in office, and I'm thinking, I mean, that's blackmail. Like, there's no way those guys are in office. That has to be 100% blackmail. But coming from the legal perspective, I mean, have you ever dealt with something like that?
I mean, the only people that can do that within our legal system are prosecutors, either state or federal, particularly federal. I would call it a reverse Comey, because it is what Comey did for all of Hillary's people. The reason why he was giving away immunity like candy, and immunity is supposed to be a very controlled, disciplined process that gets multiple levels of high-ranking approval, clearly didn't happen in the Hillary investigation case. But the reason he did that is he immunized tons of people. It's the same reason why Mueller kept showing up immunizing people that were caught with child porn, real child porn.
Well, and again, he was the one that cut the deal with Alexander Acosta, who's in Trump's administration. So maybe that's a specific example. Maybe Acosta's like, all right, here's what they got on me. I let this pedophile off. I'll work with you to expose them.
Well, all those people have.
I'm not saying I know that. I'm just.
Well, all those people have extraordinary blackmail files. So the reason why Mueller did a big deal with Asimov's kid in San Francisco back around 2001, in which the inference was, why did this guy get such a sweetheart deal when they found the information on him? And the same with Epstein. Epstein's listed as a witness for Mueller. That's the reason why Epstein got the deal. Mueller did a deal with that George Nader character, who ended up having all kinds of child porn, finally got prosecuted. Executed on it recently when he was trying to get him to say bad things about Trump.
Oh, that the Nader story is unbelievable. This guy's been caught with child porn like five times, and it's like he still hangs out around D.C. like he's one of the crew.
And as long as he was reading the script that Mueller or someone like Mueller wanted to have happen, then what was happening was that these guys were getting to walk repeatedly. Tony Podesta never faced prosecution for his involvement in what he organized Manafort to do.
You know what? I just wish, the left sits here and virtue signals like they care about kids and everything. Don't you wish that the left was anti-pedophile for once?
Oh, precisely. I mean, especially you look at there's more increasing movement to try to normalize pedophilia.
I mean, I'm not saying they're all pedophiles, but it's like, if you're not against pedophilia, I mean, what else?
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More than 20 years ago by Alex Jones and is now the most influential, impactful news organization in the world, despite more censorship than any news outlet has ever endured in modern history. Alex Jones is on the line with us now. Alex, you're trying to enjoy some time away from the office, but wild horses can't drag you away, my friend.
Well, that's right. I'm literally here by a creek running out to Lake Travis to catch it fast. Percy can't say for my daughters, and I'm just listening over the phone. I can't help it. You guys are just knocking it out of the park. Incredible job, all the listeners. But that last call to Matt, I'm going to start a show, not this weekend, but next weekend, every Saturday, that in a few months will be hosted by the callers. We got to get that Matt guy's full name in it. I want him to be one of the callers of the first show, because every time he calls, he has great points. What a genius idea about, not even a deep fake, they'll call it that, but they only have two or three different camera shots. So just have a clown face. We've already made great ones for a clown world. that goes over each one, and then just basically lay it as a template over the next debate. That's actually pretty easy to do if you've already got the clowns ready. You see the shots they're going to use beforehand. Within a few minutes into the show, they start turning into clowns when they sell different whoppers. So we're going to get the even better idea that guy is that we need Trump to really freak the left out. I know my cell's bad, so I'll break off in a minute. We need him to say, hey, I'll give pardons to anybody that exposes criminal activity in the Republican or the Democratic Party that leads to, you know, indictments or whatever. And say, we know the Democratic Party is a globalist mafia working for the Chi-Coms, and so is Hollywood. So all you big tech people that are already going public, we'll give you the basically amnesty or a pardon if you come out and expose the crimes that are going on. And I think that right there, if Trump put in a mafia hotline, an organized crime hotline for any crime, Republican or Democrat, he'll be able to fry the neocons and the Democrats. And Barnes is a constitutional lawyer, smart on this, but just the stunt of doing it is pure genius. So that Matt guy, he's our new consultant.
Well, and imagine, too, that would be like Trump launching Project Veritas right out of the White House.
Exactly. That's what Trump, instead of just having a fireside chat, he needs Project Veritas out of the White House. And then once a week, he or whoever he wants does a presentation of all the censorship and the corruption. And there's examples of the summit coming up and things like that. But I'm telling you, this is what needs to happen. Back to the great gentleman, back to the wonderful crew. We have changed the world. Globalism is in retreat. The left is getting more hardcore and trying to finish what their original project was because we've unmasked them. They're admitting, they're uncloaking. So many good things are happening. And yeah, it's hard for those of us who are being punished, but it's all been so worth it. I just don't think we can rejoice enough at the successes we're having. Still in one hell of a fight, folks, but we are at the tip of the spear. We're not just saying all this. We're not just up here claiming we're changing the world thanks to you. We're all doing it together. It's really happening. The world proves to Jesus. Thank Jesus, thank God so much, and just God bless you all. Back to the great guys. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll have some more live shows tomorrow. Get Miles on the shooter rings tomorrow. But the Sunday show coming up is positive, beautiful. It's just damn amazing.
And you know, listening to Alex and kind of remembering what some of the other callers said, and just my complete lack of understanding of how somebody could be such a bold-faced liar, I realize now, too, because, see, there's one thing that I don't think anybody, most people could never relate to, specifically myself, I would imagine most people have never been blackmailed to such an extent that basically your life is no longer your life. And if you just have two or three candidates from the Democrat side blackmailed into forcing your narrative out there, that changes the whole narrative. And even people that may not be under your control now have to go with that narrative just to try to fit in with what they think is the organic movement of a popular Democrat, even though it's all AstroTurf. And at the very base of it is just blackmail. So maybe that's, I mean, look at Joe Biden. I mean, Ukraine could blackmail Joe Biden. I mean, you want to talk about blackmail? I mean, with Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and everything? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, there's a reason why Hoover had the files that he had. And if you dig into it, and sort of what Alex is talking about, we don't need amnesty for illegal aliens. We need amnesty for deep state whistleblowers. What
yes.
we need is
yes.
And if the president himself can do that, the president can, he has the power of the pardon, the power of the pen. He can do that across the board. He could reanimate a whistleblower culture against the deep state established corruption. So it's actually a great TV show called Deep State that was on Epics Network. It's in, I think, season two now. It's on available on Amazon Prime and other places. But it goes into exactly this. It portrays the template of how power operates. I used to give to people who wanted to learn American political history. I said, go back and read James Ellroy's American Tabloid trilogy. The American Tabloid, A Cold 6000, Bloods Are Over, about the 1960s. But what it really is the template of how American power operates. Just in the same way that Alex is often referenced Operation Northwoods. It gives you a sense of the mindset, the mentality. And part of that mindset mentality has always been blackmail. I was the lawyer who brought one of the first suits against the IRS, the biggest class action ever against the Department of Treasury or the U.S. government. And what was happening is under Obama, what nobody put together was the reason why he was digitizing medical records is it allowed the IRS to know everything about you. Not only did they now have your self-confession, self-inquisition mechanism of your tax return, where you tell them where you live, you tell them who you live with, you tell them who your loved ones are, you tell them where you go to church, you tell them which party you support, you tell them all of your economic activities. The reason why they create a lot of those deductions and tax forms is because it becomes a self-confession, self-inquisition mechanism of the government having massive data on you. Then add your private medical records. When I brought that suit, they were going after somebody. The IRS had taken 60 million medical records of more than 10 million Americans. Every state judge in the state of California. Many of the politicians in California.
Now, that's not even legal.
It wasn't supposed to be. Screen Actors Guild, Directors Guild, major players, Major League Baseball.
And since it's all digitized and organized, it's so easy to search and find whatever you want.
Absolutely. I mean, I even tested it and found out all kinds of things about all kinds of people. It was basically Hoover's dream blackmail list. So the if anybody's out there that's effectively continually being blackmailed, you have people like Robin Gritz, who's brought a suit against the FBI because she exposed Andrew McCabe. You have these people that have suffered consequence due to the blackmail that has taken place, that takes place on a daily basis in the political arena, and the president needs to exercise the power of the pardon, the power of the pen, the power of the presidency, to basically bring back and say, we're going to give not amnesty to illegal aliens, not amnesty to trespassers, not amnesty to the cartels, not amnesty to the human smugglers, not amnesty to those who break and enter into the country. We're going to give amnesty to the whistleblowers who expose the deep state corruption and collusion that is taking place, that is undermining democracy in its most fundamental institutions and exacerbating war and conflict around the world.
Perfect example is the Nixivim sex cult, which has ties to Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer,
Gillibrand, who was up there last night.
Gillibrand, like, hey, you're in one of these sex cults, you know, because it came out, I think it was Ranieri or whoever was like, no. I mean, it all came out in the litigation process. I mean, they were putting people in office. I mean, they were literally getting people in office. They were trying to have hundreds of congressmen and women in office.
They understood the power of blackmail. They understood the power of they were basically bundling money to help influence candidates and campaigns, and ultimately they were going to be able to entrap people in a wide range of ways. So these kind of cultish cultures live off of political protection, and the only way they can survive is with political protection. And that goes all the way back to a wide range of similar comparable cases. People forget Jim Jones had a lot of political protection initially.
There's a lot of things where you have to wonder if you want to even put this out to the audience, but I'll just go ahead and say it because the enemy already knows this anyway. But let's just look at Julian Assange. There's a reason why they removed him from the embassy and put him in a jail in London. Now, a lot of Americans, libertarians, are ticked off that Trump is not, you know, offering an exoneration or amnesty or whatever to Assange. Folks, you got to understand, Trump has to extradite Assange here to talk to him. They took him to the jail in London to keep him away from Trump. Like, that was the whole purpose. Yeah, Trump, of course, is trying to expedite Julian Assange. How the hell else is he going to talk to him? That's the whole point. Assange knows where the bodies are buried. Now, I don't know if Assange would ever tell Trump so much, hey, here's who gave me this, here's who gave me this, here's who gave me this. But if Trump can bring him in and say, all right, look, we brought you here. Here's the crimes that we have, you know, espionage, what have you. But I want to offer you a deal, but you got to work with me.
Well, I think for sure the ideal goal is if people hope that is what President Trump intends and that he's just keeping it under wraps.
He has to, though, because that's how deep this goes. I mean, they took him out of there. They put him in jail because they don't want Trump to talk to him.
Well, not only that, they had Sweden all of a sudden start talking about bringing back the allegations. And it's important for people to know Julian Assange is not accused of any rape in a conventional way. They're saying whether he used birth control in a proper way.
Plus, those charges were dropped.
They were, but now they're talking about reinstating them. And what that would do is that would potentially preclude extradition to the United States.
So again, they're going through multiple layers to try to protect or try to keep Assange from Trump because they know, look, we know who we're up against. Folks. These are evil people. They're running sex cults. They're running child trafficking rings. They're running all of it. Trump isn't involved with it. That doesn't mean he's perfect, but that's why they're all going after Trump. All right, Nick Begich is about to take over the Alex Jones Show. I'm not sure if Robert Barnes is sticking around, but are you alive tomorrow, too? Is that the plan?
I think we're going to do some shooting.
Awesome. Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. Share those links.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.